coming up on you. She looks young and slightly mutsy with a full time. Not time to learn. I love Kvamem, I love you, I love Kvam, I love you, I love Kvam, I love you, I love Kvam, I love what you need in that shit, Kvam. As a fish in them, I love you, I love Kvam, 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 I love you, I love Kvam. Yochel Yadvin, Yekabel, Yedemis, Min, Ha'alachri, Talmud Loimer, Lo Yimah. Lo Yimah is coming to teach you, one seer with Yadvin, and one seer, Yekabel, Yedemis, Min, Ha'alachri. As in the seer of Yadvin, there's a little bit of a question. Yadvin sounds like you're hiding it in a specific area. It's not out in the open, but you hit it somewhere. You hit it in a hole in the ground. You hit it in a closet. You hit it somewhere. The Torah, if it would have just said Bal Yirah, I would think you're only over if you could see it. It's right next to you. But let's say you don't see it. It's not next to you. Tomachemi Yudua. Now, it's not in a hidden place, but it's not next to you. You would think you're not over the marshal. It's in a different room. Even if it's not hidden in the room, but you're not in the room, you would think you're not over, because the law is lo yiroi. As why does the Gemara have to say the havamina is an itzir of yatmin, where you hide it? Just say you need the other pasuk to tell you where you can't see it, you're over. Because it says Bal Yirah, mashma the Isser is to see. As the Chayyur from this Gemara is a makar to the Rush in Siman Tes, that the Rush says the Pirush of Bal Yirah does not mean don't see Chametz. You're only over Bal Yirah when you see Chametz. He says if it's in a place where it's Roy Lirois, meaning if you would be there, you would see it, as your over. As even if you're in one place and the chametz is in a different place and you're not in that place b'chlal, but still you're over Bal Yirah because it's a makom haroy liros. As Bal Yirah doesn't mean don't see chametz, as some people literally translate it. Bal Yirah means don't have chametz in a place where it could be seen. As therefore the hamamina that you wouldn't be over is only in its seer of hatmana, because hatmana means you put it in a place where it's ainur roi lirois. The mashal, you hit it in a crack in the ground, you hit it in the back behind something where it's a mokum she ainur roi lirois. This Gemara is a mokum to the rush that Bal Yirah on its own doesn't mean don't see. It's don't put it, don't it shouldn't be held in a place where it's roi lirois. That's one diyuk from the Gemara. Another diyuk of the Gemara is, the lashon of the Gemara is yatmin, if he hit it. Why does the Gemara have to say if he hit it, yatmin? Yochol, you would think, if it's in a hidden place, you're not over. What's that gosha that he hit it? What's that hadgosha that he did it? But you could say it's lerabusa. You would think even if he hides it, this is a big mocker to Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi later on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis is chomet shenafla lav mapoilis. You don't have to be mavato. Why? As Rashi in Bamitzia Daf Mem Beis is Mazbil. Because the issue is lo yiroi, and you can't see it. And chomet shenafla lav mapoilis, the house came down, as you can't see it anymore. You're not over on Bal Yirah. Frek the Rabbeinu Peretz on Rashi, that the Gemara over here darshens the issur of asur lahatmen. Because even if you can't see it, if you're matmen it, you're still over. Because why does Rashi say the reason why by a mapoilis you're not over? Is because I'm a poilis. You don't see it. We see in our Gemara there's an Isser of Hatmana. Even if it's a place where you can't see it, you're still not over. Zakta Taz, Rashi learns that the Issa is to be Matbin Biyadaya. That's the Issa. Only when you hit it, you're over. But if you didn't hit it, if it's in this place where it's not Roy Lirois and it's hidden, as then you're Nataka not over it. Only if you're Yatmin it, only if you hide it, then the Torah asked it. And the word is, because the Isser is holding chametz. Hiding something is a form of holding it. You hid it for yourself, because you put it away for yourself. That's the Isser. The Isser is not, it's in a secret place. That's not the Isser Vatmana. The Isser is putting it in a secret place, putting it away. That's Shitas Rashi. Okay, so that's two diyukim from the Gemara of Yoho Yafin. Now let's go into the Gemara brings down that he is a mir of Lecha. Lecha is Mamaya Shel Nochri Mishel Govoya. As Maya Shel Acherim Mishel Govoya. As Rashi says, Lefishinem. Actually, I'm sorry, before we go into it, we want to do one more, a little bit more right than the Gemara, then we'll go into the evening. So, as the Gemara continues, Ein li ela shebevateichem. If it would have said, lo yimatze bevateichem, I would think it's only bevateichem. The virus, the sichem, and the virus, minayim. Maybe the Isser of Chametz is only when you have it in your house. But when you have it, in Boiris, Sikha and Myris, it's not in your house, but it's in the bar, the pits outside your house. Minayim. Talmud Loimar Bechol Mulecha. Because that's why it has to say Bechol Mulecha. As it's two shilas on the Gemara. What was the Havamina that you're only over if it's in your bias? Why is bias a key thing for chametz? Hare chametz is the iser on the gavra. You're not allowed to have chametz. Why would I think it's only when it's in your bias? Number one. Number two, and if you want to say out of the house, as I out of the house could be my backyard. It could be my front yard. Why do you have to go to boiros, sichin, umoiros, to pits in the ground? I mean, not everyone that has a house has his private pit. He has his private siach umara. The derech klal, you usually don't. Maybe people who work in the field have these things, but the derech klal, it's not the common thing that's outside your house. If you wanted to say outside the house, you could have said in my front yard, my backyard, whatever you want to call it, yard, whatever. Whatever you call it in English, what? Bekitzer, why do you have to go to the Bor Sikh and Mazda? That's the Shaila on the Gemara. As Rashi Kinnira was bothered with it, as Rashi comes to say a vote. Zod Rashi. Zod Rashi. In the elevator bottom, Kiloy Marvin, Nemer Zevel, I Nemelo, you roll a chassor, Ainlichos also lashes homins, elevator bottom, with Nashu Motsui, Exloy, Tomid. The Abahai Crow bottom with this. Rashi says the my love of bias is you're always gonna see the homins, because it's Motsui, Exloy, Tomid. You live in the house. As Rashi's Mavur, that the Havamina was, the Isser is not only having chametz. The Isser is having chametz exposed to you all the time. You're always bumping into your chametz. That would be the Isser. You could be Masber Rashi. We saw on the Ran on the Beis Amud Aleph, the Ran says that the Isser of Baal Yirah is because there's an Isser of Achilas chametz. And the Prima Gadim is Medayik, the Pasik. It says, Lo yira lecha chametz, ki kol eichel chametz v'nichrusa. As he learns, it's mamish, the pasuk says, Yitam ba yira is because you're going to come to eat the chametz. As then Rashi over here is much more gishmak. That's why you would think the only iser of having chametz is if it's around you all the time. If it's around you all the time, is then you're going to come to eat it. But that's when it's in your house. But when it's not in your house, as you won't come to eat it. The Shiza, you could be Mazbir also why the Gemara was not got Boiris, Sichin, and Moiris, because your front yard and your backyard, these areas, you use quite commonly also. You're there a lot. As the Havamina wasn't Batim because it's Dardinin Bais. Rashi says the Havamina Batim is because it's Matsui. As the Havamina was Batim Vadaimalai, whatever Shimush of Bais is. Your backyard, your front yard, your pool, the chule, whatever is kilu shimushe habayis, that's nichlal and bay. Oh, boiros, sichin, and moiros, places that are hard to go into, hard to get, you're not so over there, then there was a habayis. The choira would be a kibbutz. Okay. Thus is the two havaminas. Dafka batim. What the tzad of Yochel Yatmin. Okay, now let's go into the first din of the Gemara. Shenema v'lo yulucha, minichsiv lucha, mashmi minor shalcha yataroya, aval yataroya shel acherim kigoyim nochri. As Rashi says, what's the tzir of acherim? Nochri, a goy. Frekt b'pnei Yeshua, and many achroinim on Rashi. Yeah. I'm going to see, instead of giving a whole list, we'll say the names as we go along. As frekt b'pnei Yeshua, many achroinim on Rashi, why does Rashi say acherim is goy? Acherim, literally translated, means someone else. Someone else doesn't have to be a goy. Someone else could be another yid. As when you learn the Gemara and it says acherim, you would think shalchah means yours and not someone else, even another yid. As why does Rashi say shel goy? Bavur and Rashi, they wanted by that Rashi held that the miyad of shalacherim is only by God. The makor of Rashi is the next Gemara, because the Nachri, the Gemara says, Yochol Yikabel Pikdoinis mi Nachri. Who brought Nachri in? Why are we mentioning Nachri? Mashwa, the miyad is only by Nachri. As that's the first step of Gdele Rabbi Seinu Achreinim, the diyak in Rashi. This Rashi over here. Yesh Lov. So why does the Gemara on them, on all these Achreinim, the Das Rashi, why does the Gemara say Acherim? The Gemara is not shy. The Gemara uses the word Goy. Like Tosis brings down the Gemara Menachos by Chala, it says Chad Lemute Nochri, Chad Lemute Hektish. The Gemara uses the word Nochri when it wants to say the word Goy. As why over here did the Gemara choose the language of Acherim as opposed to using the Lashon of Nochri, which it more commonly uses when it refers to a Goy, like by Chayim? As this is a Makar to the Rebbeinu David and the Ran, the Rishonim on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, that they're all Choylik on Rashi, and they learn that the miyats even from Yisrael Acha. Shaila is lefi Rashi. Why over here does the Gemara use the word shalachay? As we need the olam handle. What's the pshat? The Maisa, this diak in Rashi cannot be a muchach. It's a diak, but it's muchach. It's not muchach. Why? Because the Miri on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph says that Chomet Shel Yisrael Acher, you're not favor on Bar Yirah, like the Rebbeinu David and the Ran. And the Miri on Hey Amud Beis is Maitik Rashi and says like Rashi, that the Miyad of Acherim is from Nachri. As if this diyak is a muchach de gediyak, how could the Miri on Dalet Amud Aleph argue on himself? Now the Achrenim did not have a Miri. Oida Papas, one of those Rishonim that came out very, very late. But now that we have a Miri, we see the Diyat is not a Muchachik Diyat. Aye, so how do you get out of the Diyat? As the Pnei Yeshua himself suggests a way to get out of the Diyat. The Pnei Yeshua says that the reason why we were not good Goy is because a Yid B'derech Chlal is not going to leave around chametz in his house. A Yid is going to burn his chametz because he's chayiv to burn his chametz. As how do you ever have a tzir where this chametz of a Yisrael Acher that you should think that you should be over on Baal Yirah that you need a meat for? As practically speaking, it's only Negeya by a Nahri. As therefore Rashi was Dibur Behoiv. The Pnei Yeshua suggests this. And in the Miri, it's Muchach that way, because the Miri says like Rashi, and the Miri on Dalit Amar Aleph says, okay. As they say, many of the G'dayle Achrenim say the Mokar from Rashi is Rashi on Hamid Beis. But if that's the Mokar, we see from the Miri, it's not Muchach. The Slach on Chof Tes, yeah, he not only makes the Diyak from Rashi over here, like the Pnei Yeshua, but he's Peseach the Havon in Rashi, very Yisoidus, very Yishmach. As the Slach says, the Emes is, there's another Rashi that's Meduyak. This Rashi over here, Pnei Yeshua got out of it. The Miri is clear not that way. About another Rashi. Rashi on Mem Vav Amid Beis in the Mishnah. The Mishnah over there is talking about, like we saw, Hafrashas Challah, that's going to become Chametz, Yer Isa, what should you do? As the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Amar Rav Yeshua, Lo Yizeh Chametz, Shemuzar Nalo, V'Bal Yirah, V'Bal Yimotzi, you're not over V'Bal Yirah, V'Bal Yimotzi. As why isn't the Yisrael over on it, V'Bal Yirah, V'Bal Yimotzi? It's like Rashi, D'Lam V'Deyu, L'Acha Shekar Lov Shem. The crux of Shalcha Yataraya, the Zeina Shalcha, the Loy Shalcha Vercha, the Kati Loy Moti Liad Kaye. Rashi says this is not this Rabba from Loy Yerolacha because it's not Shalcha Vercha, the Kati Loy Moti Liad Kaye. Frek the Slach, and if it would be Shalcha Vercha, who cares? Lecha says it has to be yours. If it's not yours, you're not Oiver. Rashi's Mashma, if it would be someone else's, you'd be Oiver. Why? Muchach in Rashi, that Rashi holds, Lecha is only Mamayit Akum Ve'egdish. But Shal Yisrael Achel, you would be Oiver on. Ad Kan Divrei Hatzlach. With Sarich Ion on the Slach. L'chayra, this does belong to someone. It's Mamin HaShevet. As it doesn't belong to a particular Kayin, it doesn't belong to a specific Kayin, but it belongs to the whole Shevet. As it is Shal Yisrael Acher, as why isn't he over on Baal Yirah? Meaning the Slach is making a deal. Rashi says if it's Truma, if it was already Hukvish Yechala, as it's not Shal Yisrael Acher. Why? Because he didn't give it to the Kayin. Okay, it doesn't belong to a specific Kayin, but it belongs to the Shevet of the Kayin. As it belongs to the Shevet of the Kayin, L'choira, you should be over. So what is the Olam Taina? L'choira, you see that Shevet HaKayin is not called a Bailis in Choshen Mishpat. It's not that all the Kayanim own it. It's not called the whole Kayanim own it. Shailes had to be Magdirit. You could learn, it's not that all the Kayanim own it, it's just the Kayanim have a schus to be Zeichen it eventually. But it's not a Bailis. Or you could say the famous vote that it's not, it doesn't mean it's a shutfis of all the kayanim. It means it's a mamin kayan ba'ayfin klali. But not that it's a bailis pratis to ish kayan. But that's what you have to say in Rashi. Okay. Hasdas is the slach. The slach says that the real mukar of Rashi, the strongest raya in Rashi, is this Rashi on Membav Amid Beis. That's where you see the niche in Rashi. Lamaisa, in this Rashi over here, you have a very strong question on the Pnei Yeshua. Also, the Pnei Yeshua was not Mitzayin to this Rashi, and there's a good reason, because the Pnei Yeshua continues his shtickle. And the Pnei Yeshua says, Rashi holds Lachaz Mamayid Akam and Hegdish and not Yisrael Acher. Why? Because Lacha means not a Goy and not Hegdish. As what would be the din of Hefker, according to Rashi? What's the din if you have Chomet Shel Hefker? Are you Oiver or you not? Zog the Pnei Yeshua, well, if it's only Mamayid Hegdish and Akum, Hefker is not Hegdish and Akum. As a Mela Chomet Shel Hefker, according to Rashi, you will be Oiver Baal Yirah. So the Pnei Yeshua, as Lefizav and Gavaldik upshot Rashi, we had on Dalet Amid Beis. Rashi says, Bittel is Ois Chomets. He doesn't learn like Tosfos that it's Hefker. Why? Rashi Lishitasai. On Hefker, you're over. L'cha is Mamayit Goy. L'cha is Mamayit Akum. It's not Mamayit Hefker. As Hefker, you're over. As you can't learn Bittel as Midin Hefker, because Rashi holds on Hefker, you're over on Baal Yiroya. Thus is the Pnei Yeshua's Shtikul Taira, Kiilu Rashi Lishitasai on Hamid Beis. That's why he argues on Tezis in Bittel. Aba Yesh Lognon Allah from Rashi over on Mem Vav Amid Beis. If you're over on Hefker, Kolshkin, you should be over if it's Mamon HaShevet. Mamon HaShevet is Loigara from Hefker. As how could Rashi say if it's Mamon Shel Koyanim, Mamon Shel Shevet Koyanim, you're not over L'Choyra, if you're over on Hefker, you should be over on Mamon Shel HaShevet. As L'Choyra, in this Rashi, is Mamish a knock against the Pei Yeshua. If Lacha is Mamayit, Goy, and Hegdish, as why would Lacha be Mamayit Hefker? Hefker is not a Goy, and Hefker is not Hegdish. Hefker is no one. As if Lacha is Mamayit, Goy, and Hegdish, how can it be Mamayit Hefker? That's what the Pnei Yeshua tines. On that, there's a Beis Meir. And the Beis Meir in Tof Mem Gimel says Yishmak Epshat in Rashi. He said, the Pnei Yeshua learned L'cha doesn't mean yours. L'cha means not a Goy, not Hekdish. As the Pnei Yeshua said, Hefka, you're over. Who cares if it's not yours? Zog the Beis Meir, I would have understood Rashi different than the Pnei Yeshua. Avada Rashi is moida to all the Rishonim. If you're mafkirit, you're not over on Baal Yiroh, Baal Yimotzeh. I, L'cha is Mamayit. He says, L'cha means, according to Rashi, Chomet Shel Yisrael. It has to be L'cha V'Yid. If it's L'cha V'Yid, every Yid is over on Baal Yiroh. As L'cha means yours, but it doesn't mean yours of the Bailin. Yours means it's L'cha v'Yisrael. If it's L'cha v'Yisrael Echad, everyone is over. So over here, you have a Lomdisha Machloikis, the Pnei Yeshua, and the Beis Meir. What's the gedder of the mir of L'cha? The Pnei Yeshua means L'cha is Mayid Hekdesh, L'cha is Mayid Goy. The Beis Meir says L'cha means L'cha Shel Yisrael. As if it's L'cha v'Yisrael Echad, you're over. Okay, thus is the extra knech in this. The slach on Dav Chof Tes says, I have a mefurish gemara like Rashi. There's a gemara in Baba Kama, Dav Sadi Ches, Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is talking about a gazlan. Someone stole chametz from his friend, and he's got it on Pesach. Someone stole a piece of bread, and he has it in his house, the gazlan, on Pesach. Another person, a real from a kanoi, ones from Meir Sharim, Mamash, a real from a Kanoi, came over and he burnt the chametz on Pesach. The shaila is he mechuyev to pay anyone money for burning the chametz on Pesach? That's the nina, the Gemara in Bava Kama, Sadiqas, and Ubeis. That's why it's a Bava Kama, Dine Geza. Oh. Zog the Gemara, you're not mechuyev to pay. Why? Because he was mechuyev levaroi, hakol mitzuvin alav levaroi. As he did what he was mechuyev to do. You can't be mechayev in money. Hashem wants him to be a kanoi. Hashem wants him to burn that chametz that's on Pesach. As lefi zeh, if you see a yid that owns a supermarket that's selling chametz on Pesach, Hakol mitzuvin alav levaroi. Even if we're not the Meir Sharim diggers, every one of us is mechuyev to go down and burn down that chometz. Kach mavur in the Gemara. That if you know a yid has chometz, you're mechuyev to burn it. Hakol mitzuvin alav levaroi. Freg this lach. What's this nayadin? Hakol mitzuvin alav levaroi. The Torah state, Bal yiro tashbisu. It's only for the Bailen. Where's this din? Hakol mitzuvin alav levaroi. Zag the slach. This is a gevaldig amakor to Rashi. That Rashi holds that you mechuyev to your oivram bal yiro and tashbisu on another yitz chametz. As the Gemara is gevaldig. That's how the slach starts off his shtikel teira. The imamish found the Gemara. And not only that, he asked, is docha pella? I mean, he didn't have a Rabbeinu Dovid. He didn't have a Chedush Aran. He didn't have a Miri. But it's a pel on all the Rishonim. The Rishonim on Daf Dalet say Lehedyot. That the Masker and the Seicher, the Masker is not over. The Seicher is not over. As Lefi the Rishonim, the Ganev is not over because it's not his. The Migzal is not over because it's not Rishusai. As there's no Baal Yeroz, what's Hakol Mitzuvin Alav Levar? Unless you'll say the Rishonim on Dav Dalet say there's a din derabanan shelo yechametz b'rishus Yisrael, and the Gemara over there is mishum that new din derabanan that the Rishonim made. And that's how the slach starts off the shtickle. But then the slach is doicha, and he throws in a very crucial angle. He says, Nira, according to Rashi, that you're mechuyev to burn another yid's chametz, it's only when it's in your rishus. But when it's not in your rishus, you're not mechuyev and you're not over on Baal Yirah. The Iser of Baal Yirah is having chametz. Bishlema, when it's yours, you have the chametz. You're leaving it over. Bishlema, when it's in your rishus, someone else's chametz, you could say you're also leaving over the chametz. You're over on having chametz. But when it's someone else's and it's in someone else's rishus, even according to Rashi, you're not over on Yirah. The Mishnah Memvav Amid Beis is talking about when it's in the rishus of the Yisrael. But if it's not in the rishus of the Yisrael, you're not over on Baal Yirah. Lefi zeh oidapam. If you know there's a yid that has a store and he's selling chametz, you can't burn it down. You're not mechuyev al Baal Yirah because it's not in your rishus. It's only when it's in your rishus you have a chiyuv to burn it down. But if it's not in your rishus, avada, there's no Baal Yirah. And the way he's explaining it is a svara. It's not shaykh the chefs of Baal Yirah. Baal Yirah is not having chametz. You have to have some shaykhs to it. It's yours. If it's not yours, it's in your rishus. But if you have no shaykhs to it, it can't be Baal Yirah. As for Zog the Slach, so what's pshat in the Gemara and Sadiq Ches? What's Taka going to be pshat in the Gemara and Sadiq Ches in Baba Kama? He says over there it's talking about a case where a yid was mechuyev to burn the chametz. when there's a yid who is mechuyev to burn the chametz, as akol mitzuvin alav levaroi is midin arvus of kol haTorah kula. If you know someone else has a chiyuv, you have to help him be mekayim his chiyuv. And over here is a chiddush. The din arvus is not only, you know, okay, I'll be yotzi with a bracha. That's very nice. The din arvus, when the mitzvah is bal yira, is I'm going to go burn it for you. This is the din of arvus, is mechayim you to burn yenim's chometz. B'chein kosev atoysis rosh, achshav sezachinu la'oiroi, and avzayin, pshan in the Gemara, akol mitzuvin alav levaroi, is midin arvus. It's a big chiddush that arvus is mechayiv you, in mechayim is din, burn that, as we're back to step one. If you know a yid that is selling, has chametz in his house, in his store, go burn it.
You can't eat the chametz.
What?
You can't eat the chametz.
Okay. What does that have to do with me eating? Seder, but the maisa, he's being going around Bal Yira. Because if he's being going around Bal Yira, my chiyuv of arvus is to make sure he's not going to be over on his.
You can't eat arvus if you're not shaykh to the chiyuv.
That is a shayla, an amun shmuel, not poshit. Yesh lodin lulubah.
Okay. Why can't you say it's a loy samoid?
In Arvus? Fine, whatever you want to make up for Arvus, doesn't, but it's the cloyest thing in the din of Arvus. You want to say it's Loisamed al Damrecha, you want to say it's whatever you want to come from. If it's a din of Arvus, it's not your din, that's what we're coming to say. It's because of Yenim's din, that's why you have to burn it down. That's the. Lemaisa. According to the Rabbeinu Dovid and the Ram, even after the Slach, you weren't Marviach. Because according to Rabbeinu Dovid and the Ram, the Gazlan's not over and the Nigzal's not over in the Daraisa. As it's not even a Chomet Shalacha that he's Mechoyev. As the Raya is still a Gishmaka Raya, it has to be someone's over. As Bishleim, if you learn, the Nigzal's over, okay, it's in the Rishus of the Gazlan, maybe he's over because it's in his Rishus. Of the Fila Rabbeinu David and the Ran that learned they're both not over, it's still Shrei. You still have to come on to that new din der Rabbanan to say Hakol Mitzuvin Alav Levaroi L'Chol. Okay, as that's the Slach's Tosefes Kilu Havona in Rashi, and the Fila Slach, that's the Shaila. How do you learn Hakol Mitzuvin Alav? That Gemara, is it a Makar to Rashi or not? The Shaar HaTzion brings the Gemara on Sadik Keres as a Makar to Rashi. It's mashma that we learned that according to Rashi, even if it's not in your Rishus, you still mitzvah Lubaro. You still have Bal Yira, Bal Yimaksim. Okay, as that's Shitas Rashi. We learned what's the din by Hefker. What's the din by a Gazlan? Those are the two Nekudas that we saw in Shitas Rashi. That comes out of Rashi. Okay. So now we'll stop. Bez Hashem, we're going to come back to. That's the first Kilu, the Knechim in Rashi. Okay. Rashi continues. Rashi says it's also a Miyat from Hekdesh. As Rashi says, what's the tzir of the miyad from Hegdish? Rashi says the tzir of the miyad of Hegdish is imigdisham lebedik abayis. If you will makdish bread to bedik abayis, there's two kinds of hegdishes. There's Hegdish lebedik abayis, which means the money belongs to Hegdish. And then there's Hegdish Lemezbeah, which means you makdish it for a carpet. Frek the Rosh Yosef, why did Rashi say we're talking about Hegdish Lebedek Abayis, which is your makdish, the mominess of Hegdish? Rashi should have said you were makdish it to be a lechem. You were makdish it for the Mizbeah. You're going to ask, what carbon do you bring lechem that's chometz? A carbon toida. A carbon toida has kedushas aguf. It's a regular carbon. It has Kedushas Aguf, Kedushas Mizbeach. Why does Rashi say we're talking about Hekdish Bedech Abayis? Say we're talking about Lachmei Toyer. That's what the Rosh Yosef asks on Rashi. And with the Rosh Yosef with the Gishmak of Kedush. Well, Alom Dishakesh. The Gemara in Beis says you don't bring a carbon toibet on Erev Pesach because you're going to have limited time to eat it, and you're not allowed to bring a carbon toibet where you're going to have limited time to eat it, and that's where our mini come from. We don't say Mizmor the Soida, which is a tefillah in Shacharis after Hoidu, which is Knifkin Kenegve, the carbon toida. We don't say it on Erev Pesach because the Gemara says you don't bring a carbon toida on Erev Pesach. Aleph. Beis, Elevas, what are you going to say? We're talking about Lechem that's Hegdish from the carbon toida of Yud Gimel. Kind of the Reish Yosef. But that, a carbon toida, you could only eat for one day. As when it comes to your dalit, if you left it over, it's going to be nicer. It's going to be possible. It's going to be aser bahano. As I bezei, you won't be over on Baal Yirah. Frek the Rosh Yosef. But the Gemara in Bava Mibay says, even if it's aser bahano, you're over on Baal Yirah. Because aser nakos of kilo and b'shusai, that's only if the Isser Hanah is Mishum Pesach. If the Isser Hanah is Mitamachem, Mishum Noiser, there's no Asan HaKosev Kilo in Bershusa, so you're not over on Baal Yirah.
Okay.
Okay, that,
without bringing it.
Kedushas Mizbeach is only when it's Nikdash with the Ayudei Zeshchites HaZeva. It's a Mishnah Menachos. You didn't go to Brisk, I understand. Good. Okay. Yeah. Okay, good. This is the rebellion Baruch set over from Rav Shach. That Rav Shach had another mahalach, a different mahalach to be Miyashiv Rashi. He wanted to be Mazder with the Yesod of Rav Chaim and Rav Ofer. Based on a Gemara in Baba Kama that I involved Ahmed Aleph. The Gemara over there is talking about, is Hegdish called a Shida Rishus? In order for a Ganav to be kinder with Yiyush, he needs Yiyush and Shida Rishus. As let's say the Bailim was Miyayish, and the Ganav was Matishit, is it called a Shida Rishus? As the Gemara over there says, if you do Kedushas Bedek Abayis, it's called the Shinui Rishus. But if you do Kedushas Mizbeach, it's not called a Shinui Rishus. Meikara Tura Deruve, Vahashta Tura Deruve. Adkan the Gemara in Baba Kama, Dabai in Baba Amarale. The Birch Shmuel in Baba Kama, in Meruba, brings down from his Reva, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, Reb Chaim Riskin, that he boys, that you see over here, these Yesoides de Gechilik, between Kedushas Aguf and Kedushas Damin, what the Kinyan of Hekdush is. By Kedushas Damin, what are you Makdish? Damin. As Vos is the Hekdush Chalon, you're Makne the Damin to Hekdush. As it becomes Hekdushes in Dinei Choshim Nishma. Of in Kedushas Aguf, you're not makna the behema to Hegdish in Dinei Choshim Mishpat. All you're doing is you're making hakrava legvaya, but you're not makna the behema legvaya. As therefore, it's not a shini rishus because it still belongs to the bailam. It's the bailam's kovin. If you make it jaloi l'shem bailam, it's a shini bailam. It's the bailam's kovin. All you gave to Hegdish was the right to use it as a korban, but you weren't makdish. Thus is the biggest side of the bold bed, b'shem Rabbi Agrach from the Gemara and Baba Kama. Zokrib Shach, the Felis Yisoid, you could be Mazbe Rashi. Rashi holds it's Lachem. Zushis Mizbeach, Meikoro Turei Neruvein, Hashtatura the Reuven. It's the Lachem. All Hegdish has is a right to use it on the Mizbeach for a korban for the mitzvah of the Beis HaMikdash. But it doesn't belong to Hashem. It's not Hashem's korban. Only by Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, over there you're matnet the mominess of the Chavetz. That's why it's called Bedek HaBayis. You're being matnet to the Bedek HaBayis. As then, it's Einoi Noch. This is the Mahalich of Rav Shach Bedas Rashi, the fear of Chaim. But it comes out of Gevaldige Chiddush, that something which is Lachme Toida is called Lachem. It's called Lacha Lekol Bilei Toida. It's a Rizige Chiddush. He moved on when he came back to the Mir. They argued on it, but that's the end of the story. You can look in Shurur of Yibarsha. The Vod of Rav Shach is a Gishmak of Vod, just it's a Chiddush. Okay. But that's why Rashi says, L'gvoya, he says, Bedek Abayis, and not Kachin Yisbeis. So we have two Malchim. We have the Rosh Yosef and Rav Shach. Two Malchim to be Mazda Mir Rashi. Okay. Iksha Rav Yaakov Dorlitz. We're just going to start the places. The Hocho Leimatzach Trey Kroy, Remute Nochi Vigavoya, the Machad Lachomet Matin and Tarvayu, Avagav the Tlos Lachogsi, Repair Kol Shom Mashma Zitzvichi Kulu, that you need all of it. Umenachas Perik Reb Yishmol, Koma Trey Arise Sechem Sivi, Chad Lemute Nochri, the Chad Lemute Evdish. As why by Chala do you need one to be Mamayat Nochri, one to be Mamayat Hegdish, and over here you're Mamayat both from one. This is the big Kasha of Tosis. As we're just going to say over the question, tomorrow we'll focus in on it more. Frek the Shag Yisaya in Simon Pei Gimel, in the Pnei Yeshua, he doesn't understand the Shaila of Tosis. By Chala, if another Yid owns the Chala, you're not allowed to eat his tevel until he's mafresh. As even on another yid's isa, you're not allowed to eat it. There's an isa tevel, and it has to have afreshes chala. As l'cha by chala doesn't mean yours, it means there's a miyad of akum and a miyad of goy. As if it's a miyad of akum and goy, a miyad of goy and hegdish. As a goy is not hektish, and hektish is not a goy, because you need a miyad for each one. But by chametz, the gather of the miyad is l'cha means yours. Anything that's not yours, you're not over. Even shal Yisrael achem. As one drasha that says you need yours is enough to be memayit everything. As l'doyreis. What the Achreinim did was they said, Tosis holds like Rashi. As Mimela, Tosis holds that Chamecha Yisrael Acher, you're over on, as it's Mamish like Chala, that's what Tosis' question is. Abba Bizman HaZeh, we have a Chedushe HaRan. And the Chedushe HaRan on Dalet Amid Aleph says that Chamecha Yisrael Acher, you are not over on Baal Yira, and he is the Shire. Tzarech Bia, the Shagis Ayyaz Shayla. What's Pshat in Taisis? As we leave the Eilam time to absorb it, time to think about this. Today we saw the third day we went into the Iyanim of Lacha, the Gedder of Lacha, Lefi Rashi. As Hashem tomorrow will be Mashem in Taisis, and the Nachi should be Bashtar.